Best 5 minutes of the day. Two brothers from another mother on the radio together for only 5 minutes. We wish it was 3 hours, but we'll take 5 minutes. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
You got a day job, so I got to let you go after 5 minutes, I guess. But
yeah, it's true.
It's a rainy one today.
I just dressed up to go walking. Apparently, I won't.
You know,
I haven't looked outside yet.
Bring an umbrella.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's less fun to walk with an umbrella, though.
Is it?
I don't know, maybe.
You can feel like you're in Mary Poppins or something.
Sure, sure.
So I made the decision the other, after getting on a scale this week, I'm like, oh, I need to do something. And so my proactive idea, sort of a keto compromise, was, all right, how about we rule out donuts and bread, you know, dessert and breads, okay?
Okay.
And yep. Then it's tough, though, to not eat. Like, the tougher of that, you can clearly see, like, okay, steer clear of desserts, but bread, that gets tricky, you know?
Sure. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, bread's everywhere.
Yeah, especially if you like, I mean, ordered a sandwich at a fast food place yesterday, and I said, you know, basically, they didn't have, like, the romaine lettuce for the burger, so it was just like a big pile of lettuce.
Sure.
Cutting up with the fork and the knife, and...
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I may have fallen a couple times in the bread area in about 24 to 36 hours. So.
Well, we had burgers last night, and I actually had mine on a bun, which is typically I don't.
Okay.
Because I don't have as much room in my stomach, so I'm like, I'm not going to use it for a bun.
Yeah.
So, but last night I did. So.
Item number two on my mind today is, it's amazing our transportation and communication. I see David Muir does the news out of New York, but he's like, talk to you tomorrow from the Vatican. I mean, we can just get places like never before. And our communication, the technology is amazing. And I'm still stuck on the fact that though we're image bearers, there's just something with us in terms of our moral power that hasn't kept up with everything else, it seems like.
That's often the case with technology, right, is that our ethics and morality don't keep up with that.
Yeah.
I think we definitely see that in the internet and social media age. Certainly lots of questions coming up with artificial intelligence. And,
Yeah, it just seems like, you know, it's so much technologically, it's like, and transportation-wise, like, wow, there's nothing we can't do. And then it's like, on the other hand, we can struggle so much. Some of the headlines in the news this morning are just not good, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah, that seems to be a general trend recently, that the headlines in the news are not so good.
Mm-hmm. And then lastly, I mean, just this idea, like, what is it about, like, a conflict with a family or it could be extended family member? Is it just that we've known these people over a longer period of time, and so though you haven't talked to them recently, something can be said by one side that all of a sudden goes real deep, real fast, and isn't pretty? Do you follow me at all on that?
I absolutely follow you. You know, my mom is one of my best friends. But in the very few times we have conflict, man, oh, man.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and I think it's because we know one another so well. You know, and you can kind of pull stuff, you know, what makes the other person tick. And, yeah, it's tough.
Yes, that's exactly, you get exactly what I'm talking about. So,
yep.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Had something like that develop last night. So,
man.
Gotta kind of, yeah, it goes from afterwards, like, was that a car accident or a train wreck?
So, right, yeah. It's not just a paper cut. It's,
no.
It can be pretty tragic when that happens.
Okay, thank you for that. You know, actually, some of these other verses we have done in the past, although it's been a long time. You know what? It's been a long time, so they're worth doing again. Because I'm enjoying the devotions from Notes from the Upper Room.
Sure.
Your devotional, you got the book to go with it. So we're up to John 17:23 to go into the weekend.
Okay, you going to read the verse?
Yes. Boy, oh boy, what's up with me? I in them and you in me, Jesus said, that they may become perfectly one so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you love me. Go ahead.
And I wrote, Western individualism can lead to the impression that we are wholly separate from God and one another. We may give lip service to Jesus' words that his spirit dwells within us, but I wonder how often we live inside of that reality. A core theme of Jesus' high priestly prayers in John 17 is oneness. He prayed about the mutual indwelling of the Father and Son, but he also prayed for the unity of his followers. Pursuing unity does not mean that we're supposed to sacrifice our identities and extinguish what makes us unique. Rather, our individual uniqueness contributes to the beauty of a colorful mosaic. In a mosaic, what what alone appears to be only a broken shard of glass is an essential element of a larger unified whole that reflects the beauty and glory of a relational God.
I love the colorful mosaic. That's very good. Yeah. So.
Yeah, especially when you think of it being made of broken glass, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, and
right.
I think that reflects us.
What is that? So the Japanese with the putting the broken
kintsugi.
Yeah,
where
excellent.
They mend it with gold.
Uh-huh. All right, close this up.
The prayer is, Jesus, what a high and holy calling. You prayed that your church would be perfectly one. I confess the realization of your prayer seems impossible as I look at the world and the church. Lead me out of discouragement and into hope that your people can love one another so well that the world cannot help but notice. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen to that. I will be able to make it to breakfast for 40 minutes tomorrow. See you then.
Sounds good. Talk
All right,
then.
There we go. Our buddy Jason Kahn's best 5 minutes of the day. Well, of course, the single mom Saturday fundraising was a couple of weeks back. Earlier this week, highlighted where we finally landed financially. But the big day is tomorrow, Caleb.
Yes, and again, we've been looking forward to this for a long time, and it's just such a blessing to be a part of this. And what we hope is that we can be just a blessing. We can honor these 10 moms and their families and provide just a great time for them. But also give the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Some may know the Lord, some may not. And so we just want to communicate very clearly why we hold this event, why you all gave so generously. And it's because God loves them. And we love because he first loved us. And so looking forward to that. We'll start bright and early at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning at Bloomer Tire Center. Free oil changes for everyone who needs them. Otherwise, they'll get a voucher for a free oil change later on.
Nice.
Kevin's Juggling and Balloons will be there at the beginning. And that's just such a great part of the day because he sets everyone at ease, too.
Uh-huh.
Again, his incredible balloon twisting skills, too. And a lot of the kids, it's kind of like bleary-eyed. Why am I being dragged out of bed that early on a Saturday
yeah, right.
morning? And so Kevin will be doing balloon twisting there. And also, we have a big coach bus from Cobus and Buses. Going to bring everybody down to Micon Cinemas for the private movie showing. We're going to see the Minecraft movie, and so Kevin will actually be doing more balloon twisting on the bus, because that makes sure that everyone can get something too before the movie starts. And so again, they'll have pop and popcorn for everybody and the movie theater all of themselves for that Minecraft showing. And then after that, we'll hustle over by Coach Bus. Crossroads Church in Chippewa opens up their building for us, and so we're going to have the burger truck, food truck will be there. Again, burgers and cheese curds and fries and beverages, just free lunch, whatever you want. Joseph's Cheesecake providing the dessert, so you know that's going to be fantastic. We have Rock and Roll to Go Plus with a Spider-Man obstacle course, a smaller bouncy house for the little kids as well, too. So again, it's just, I've described it as delightful chaos. There's just so much going on for another couple hours there. We have just great goodie bags as well.
And you're usually holding a baby.
Usually I'm holding a baby. And so that's always the hope, is that, again, that there'll be a baby there and that his or her mom will be like, sure. You can take him off my hands for a little bit. That's kind of my favorite part. But again, the day goes so quickly. We'll probably dive into a little bit later on our social media what's going to be in the gift bags this year. And again, just so many generous businesses have contributed to this and very, very excited for that as well, too. And then again, after another couple hours of play and fun and fellowship, we've got a lot of volunteers coming as well, too, just to have conversations with the moms, which I think is so important because, again, it's Single Mom Saturday. By definition, it's a very, very lonely road as a single parent. And so just time for conversation to be heard. And then we'll take them all back to Bloomer Tire Center to pick up their vehicles. And that is where we get to tell them about the surprise that you all helped create, that it's not just a free oil change, that anything their vehicle needs, there'll now be a tab in each of their names for over $2,250 a piece because of what you all gave.
That's amazing.
It's just, man.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing to be able to have that big of a surprise at the end. And praise the Lord for providing for that through you, through your generosity, friends. It's just, what an incredible, incredible day that's going to be, and can't wait for that.
People say about WWIB a little bit of heaven at 103.7, and for these moms and their kids tomorrow, a little slice of that.
Friday morning tradition here on WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo, is to get you caught up on things you might have missed in the past week. We aggregate all that information for you, news, sports, politics, pop culture, and we bring it to you in condensed form. We call it headlines, and here we go.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth recently ordered modifications to a room to retrofit it with a makeup studio that can be used to prepare for TV appearances.
Yes, he's ensuring our national defense includes defense against bad lighting.
That's important.
A survey right before the holiday found that Peeps are Americans' favorite Easter candy.
Finally, answering the age-old question, what happens when you poll people who've never actually eaten candy before?
Oh, dear.
Yes, a recent survey found Peeps are America's favorite Easter candy.
In related news, those same Americans also voted hospital gown as their favorite outfit and airplane middle seat as their favorite place to sit.
Okay, then.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth recently ordered modifications to a room to retrofit it. We've already mentioned that, so we'll go on to you.
Yes, the FDA is suspending a quality control program for its food testing labs as a result of staff cuts.
Which means mystery meat just got a whole lot more mysterious.
Hmm.
A study shows that when dogs and their owners stare at each other, the love hormone oxytocin is released, meaning that people can feel just as strongly about their dogs as they do about relatives.
Plus, dogs don't forget to return your power tools.
That's the real benefit.
Finally, Texas Roadhouse has replaced Olive Garden as America's top casual dining chain.
Sounds like the tour of Italy just got detoured to Texas.
Uh-huh.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
A Friday morning, winding down the week with the best of the week on WWIB.
Chocolate, yummy chocolate. It's so super sweet.
Nice catch by Graskamp. Catch to Bresser. Bresser moves and scores! Jacob Bresser blasts the biscuit in the basket with his bower.
The legendary Eau Claire broadcaster Mike Sullivan doing what he did so well, calling play-by-play sports that high school hockey, but he also did football and basketball on the collegiate level as well for UW-Eau Claire, men's and women's, boys and girls for North Memorial and Regis. He passed Monday after a 10-week battle with leukemia. He was 75. Today's number is $55 billion. That is the amount that Americans spend on their pets every year. It's a lot.
Over 2,000 people are injured each year by this. Annually, over 2,000 people injured by what?
Well, we didn't do it on Tuesday. We tried four times on Wednesday, and we were 0 for. Caleb, why don't we try it again here on Thursday?
Indeed.
Kathy from Kerryville.
Kathy from Kerryville. Love the alliteration. Kathy, what do you think? What injures over 2,000 people each year?
Houseplants.
That just seems crazy.
Yeah. How do you think you might get injured by a houseplant, Kathy?
Well, if they eat it or...
Okay. Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
I mean, if you're hungry enough, right?
As Monk always famously said, it's a jungle out there. 2,000 plus people injured each year by houseplants?
Could that be it? Yes, you're the winner.
You got it, Kathy.
Danny Gokey, turning 45 today. He's going to be at One Fest. Question of the morning is, what's your favorite candy bar and why?
I think Paul just left us a voicemail about his favorite candy bar.
Yes, my favorite chocolate bar is the plain and simple, the Hershey's milk chocolate bar, especially the king size. Maybe they could even make a queen size. After my favorite team somewhat, the Minnesota Vikings Queens. Have a good day, Mark and Caleb, and God bless you.
All right, not only a solid chocolate bar choice with the classic Hershey's, Paul, but even getting in a little rip on...
on NFL draft day. Why not?
Well done, sir. Well
draft
done.
Is
chocolate. Chocolate. My favorite treat to eat.
Jenny Owens turning 50 today. She had three albums chart on Billboard album charts in the 2000s. She's 50. But I recall sightless since the age of 2. You and I talking off air, a lot of great tunes from her.
Absolutely. And again, someone that was kind of a voice, the soundtrack that WWIB was accompanying my childhood. And it's like, wow, 50 years old. And just so many great songs in her catalog as well, too. What a great ministry. Again, may not have the gift of sight that so many of us enjoy and take for granted every day, but the gifts that she's been given, she uses for the glory of God. So just love some Jenny Owens music.
Absolutely.
Chocolate, yummy chocolate.
There we go. The best of the week.
Thank you, Havel, for putting that together.